This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Bam! WFAN.
Here, I'm not staying here till midnight tonight. KM to 8:55 p.m. on the Fan in New York. Go New York. Go New York. Go. They actually like really have to go though. Like this is serious. This is dead ass. The Knicks have to go. They have to win tonight and throw out game 3, game 2, game 1. Throw out everything from the beginning of the series. Each game is like its own lap in a race. Each game is its own story. And I think we know that by now. But of course, we're going to talk about what happened in the last game and what needs to happen in this. It's a different game. We'll see how it goes. I don't expect Brunson to be in foul trouble the way he was in the last game. I don't expect Karl Anthony Towns to have back-to-back games in the fourth quarter like he did. He needs to have a good game, yeah. Someone else has to rise, though, and I'm not expecting it to be Delon Wright or Landry Shamet. I'm not expecting it to be Precious Achiuwa or Cam Payne. I'm looking at the starters. Your starters have to beat their starters. It's that simple. The guys that you depend on have to beat the guys that they depend on. It is that simple. And the Pacers are looking at the Knicks like, well, they got one off of us. We let our guard down. We didn't play our game. We didn't play fast. We got away from our pace and what we were doing. Well, tonight, the Knicks got to take it to them like they took it to them in game 1. Remember that? Right? I'm hearing all this talk about Brunson. Right? You need Jalen Brunson to help you win. He's the best player on the team. He's one of the best players in this playoffs. There is no overcoming Jalen Brunson's struggles. I remember saying that about Judge in the postseason for the Yankees. Like, there's no recipe for success without Aaron Judge. There's no overcoming the MVP not being the MVP. That's not how you draw it up. But here we are now ahead of game 4, and it is a biggie if you lose tonight. It's a Wendy's biggie bag. Remember that? Shout out to Wendy's that used to have the Biggie Fry and the Biggie Drink and the Yellow. I haven't been to Wendy's in a long time. I grew up by Wendy's. The Biggie stuff was it. This is going to be a biggie if you lose tonight because you'll be a team facing elimination the rest of the way. You know, if you win tonight, you even up the series. You want to forget about game one and game two? Take the first two games on their floor. Take the second game on their floor tonight, and you have a new series where the next three games, the first one and the last one, are in the Garden in front of your fans. Or you lose tonight, you set up potential heartbreak for your fans. They could be facing elimination in the next game, or if it, you know, ends up a game seven. And I know this is New York. It's New York fans and mostly Knicks fans. You just made it through Evan and Morash, two Nets fans, talking about the game, and you just heard positive. Tommy, I just was sitting out there laughing with Ricky Ricardo and Vincent Von Vincent about Tommy's PT, positive Tommy, he don't miss. And shout out to all the callers queuing him up, talking to the third person and just queuing up his promo. Tommy is great at that. But, I mean, Tommy said Knicks in six. I think maybe the only person in media that said that last round. And he said Knicks in seven, and it's looking like it could be Knicks in seven. But if you want it to be Knicks in seven, give yourself breathing room. You have to win tonight. Belief is needed right now. 888-808-1019. You got to believe. You got to go into this game believing they're going to take this game from start to finish, that they don't need to go to the bench, that your starters are going to win. Mikal Bridges, come on, bro. Have a moment in this one. Offensively, have a moment in this one. Late defensively, like we saw you do in the last round. I expect OG to play with his hair on fire with a little bit of passion like he showed us in the last game. But there's just so many people trying to lump game three into game four. They're two different storylines. But this is huge. If you lose tonight, then it could be Pacers in five, six, seven. You lose tonight and you're facing elimination. You got to win every single game and you got to stay healthy. You got to have everybody ready to go. You know, I was reading Twitter today, and I'm gonna read a tweet that I saw that I put in my notes. I was like, this is exactly what I was thinking, but articulated better than I had in my notes. The tweet reads, people are making way too much of the Brunson off the floor and right Shamit stuff. The Knicks turned the ball over and fouled a million times, allowing Indiana to take a 20-point lead. The Knicks slowed the game down and forced Indiana to play the half court while simultaneously picking up their defensive intensity. The Shamit right lineup scored some points, but still didn't score enough to cut into the lead until Towns took over in the fourth. To think the Knicks offense wouldn't have the ability to score that way in the fourth with Brunson on the floor is insane. If the Knicks continue to play with the same defensive energy and effort while simultaneously forcing Indiana to play the half court, still their best offensive lineup is with both Towns and Brunson on the floor surrounded by shooters. And I'm like, that was what I was going to say today. That tweet comes from the guy producing the show right now, Rami Lavi, where I'm like, bro, and I know you're a Knicks fan, diehard all the way. You don't want to end up in the situation that you ended up in game three. That was your desperation, last ditch effort. Have to break glass in case of emergency, save the day this way. You want to dominate. You want to win the way you've been winning, and you want to win with your two best players, two all-star starters on the floor.
People are telling on themselves that they haven't watched this team all year with the stuff they're saying. Oh, see, finally we went deep and Towns and Brunson can't play together. You're telling on yourselves because we've seen plenty of runs where they play together and the offense is
great.
Bro,
in the first game, Brunson had 43, Cat had 34.
Exactly, exactly.
What are we looking at?
And they're up 16, and if not for a miracle by Aaron Nesmith where he hits six threes in a row, you don't lose that game. So, yes, that was my point. My point is that we've seen it work plenty of times. Now, on the defensive side, especially when they're in foul trouble, it's a liability. But not if you're playing with the intensity they played in the second half. Not if you're running over every screen, and not if you're playing the way they played, rotating. There was a possession where Benji from I think he's from one of the Knicks sites. He does great work. He put together a possession where the Knicks were running around defensively. Guess what? It was a defensive possession that both Mitch and Kat and Brunson were all on the floor. It's not impossible. The best lineup is still going to be with Brunson and Kat on the floor. You just have to up the defensive effort. And like I said, make them play in the half court. The second you start turning the ball over and letting Indiana run, they're gonna have a field trip with that. But if you make them play in the half court, they're not a good offense in the half court.
They want to run. And in their media availability, they said a lot about not being able to run and play their game. And a lot is made about, we know Towns and Brunson aren't defenders. That's not their calling card. But we're acting like they're absolute waste of space, can't defend. They have to be smarter defenders. They can't foul. They can't have stupid ticky-tack fouls. And that's another thing. The human error, the human element of officiating is going to come into play tonight. It might not go your way tonight. Don't let it come down to that. 888-808-1019. I'm going to take a call while Romney cues up some audio from the Pacers, TJ McConnell and Miles Turner, after the game, talking about the Knicks in a way where, like, you know, they're not looking at the Knicks as like, wow, here they come. They're looking at the Knicks as like, wow, we should have put them away, but we got away from what we were doing when they were on their last leg going to Delon Wright and Landry Shamet. Let's go to Bobby in Keyport on the Fan first. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to ask one question. If we would have lost Game 3, would we be calling out today the officials from Game 3? Saying that they were going towards the Pacers, trying to make them win.
I think people did speak on Scott Foster, the extender, and how in the beginning of the game all those calls were going away. But when you win, you forget about that. When you win, you're victorious. There's nothing to complain about. Thanks for the call, Bobby. Sorry, I don't know. It sounded like you were at the playground or something like that. And why are we going into Game 4? There's no reason to talk about if we would have lost Game 3, what we'd be saying about the officials. We're minutes away from Game 4. I just said the officiating may go your way, it may not, but don't let it come down to that. Don't let it come down to you have a lead and every play that gets challenged or everything goes the Pacers' way. Impose your will, right? So there's some audio I want to play from the Pacers' media availability. Rick Carlisle is funny. I know when Rami and I were on, we were talking about Rick Carlisle mentioning Precious Achiuwa and even mentioning Cam Payne. And like, well, if it was me coaching the Knicks, I'd probably give Precious Achiuwa some run, Cam Payne some run. But I'm just letting y'all know before we go into this Game 4, the Pacers' mindset, Indiana's mindset, Naptown. Like, they're looking at the Knicks like the Knicks are dead. The Knicks are done. That's how you won your first game in the series? Like, we're going to go up 3-1 and take a commanding lead tonight if we just play our game. Go ahead and play TJ McConnell, which rolls into Miles Turner.
Slowed down, and that played into their hands. We just got to continue to be us on makes and misses and get out and play fast. And I don't think we did that. I think our superpower is our speed, our depth, and our ability to not get tired. I don't think we did that very well yesterday, and our offense looks very stagnant when we do that. I mean, I feel like if we try to match up on too much, our offense can get stagnant, and I think it did a little bit of yesterday. So we've just got to be who we are, both offensively and defensively.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
More solid on both ends and get out and run. Because like you said, the matchup run can make us a little stagnant.
We didn't play fast enough. You know, we built our brand and you know, getting up and down and you know, being a fast-paced team. We didn't expect that one. So, you know, we got to play all the fast, no matter who we're playing or not. Not getting the ball down fast enough. There's plenty of times we're walking the ball up the floor. That has nothing to do with the Knicks. It has anything to do with us.
Nothing to do with the Knicks. We slowed down. We played into their hands. What'd you say?
I'd argue that point. I don't think it had nothing to do with the Knicks. The Knicks slowed them down.
But that's what I'm saying. When a team says it has had nothing to do with the Knicks, that is what they think of you. They don't think that you're better than them. They don't think you're able to do it again. I don't think the Pacers are able to come back from, you know, where they were again. You got to give credit to the Knicks. They were down 20. The choke went back to the Pacers. Like, they choked. They were partying too soon. So what I'll say before we take another call here is, tonight is a way different feel. Now, the Pacers feel like, hey, we can't lose this game on our home floor because the series gets evened up. All business. Go out and play our game. Run. Use our depth. You heard TJ McConnell talk about a superpower they have. You know, they're hungry, too. Not for nothing. They're trying to get, like, the Pacers' history, they've been good, but I think this is their second potential appearance in the finals that they're fighting for. And speaking of fighting, and it should never get to this. I should have led with this. If it bleeds, it leads. I say all the time, a Pacers fan stabbed two Knicks fans in a brewery in Indiana during game two the other night. Yes, it is that serious that New Yorkers who are everywhere in the world can't go to the bar, watch the game, and talk trash. This young Pacers fan, and let me get his name because he deserves to be spoken on. This guy stabbed some fans for probably just rooting on their team, cheering on the game. This is that serious? It should never be that serious. So, you know, make sure you're good wherever you are. I'll look up his name, but let's get another call in. Josh is in the Bronx. What's up, Josh? You're on the Fan.
I'm telling you, Keith, each game has a different chapter, a different book to write and everything. And look, you and Romney know, as sport, you know, you're following all this, you know, it's going to be deja vu, man. Tibbs is going to throw a new book at Indianapolis.
There you go.
And it's going to go back to the Garden. Thank you for taking my call. You guys know what's going on. And it's awesome, baby. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah, I mean, before I got out of here, I was going to say, you will not see the same game. Rick Carlisle is prepared for that now. They've watched that now. They're not going to go back to that strategy. But how will Tom Thibodeau counter? What's his plan tonight? What's he going to do? What's he going to throw at them? This is a must-win game, in my opinion, if you're trying to win the series. This is a game that can either even up the series or give the Pacers a commanding lead where your back is against the wall. And I know that the Knicks respond with their backs against the wall. I think Boomer that was saying that maybe the Knicks don't want to play in front of all these celebrities and whatnot? Maybe. Maybe there's something to that. I know they definitely are road warriors. They like being on the road. I actually thought about it, too. I'm like, there was a point in game one where I saw Cat come off and go to the Knicks bench, and he dapped up Jadakiss. He dapped up, I think, CeCe Sabathia. And it's like, I know he's met them before. I know he probably has some type of relationship with these guys because they're around a lot. But when you're in the game, like, you're supposed to go to the bench, dap up your teammates, not the celebrities courtside. But that's the atmosphere of Madison Square Garden. That's the atmosphere of New York. They're in Indiana. They're at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
It goes back also, though, because Julius Randle just talked about this, how everything is magnified when you're playing in New York. And he was talking about his difference between playing in Minnesota and playing in New York. I think it was on the piece he just did with Ian Begley. I want to get the quote here. He said, it ain't fun. You really can't focus on the game. You're focused on everything else other than the game itself. And so,
yeah,
maybe
there'd be baddies. There'd be a few baddies in clear sight. Like, yo, I never saw her in person until right now.
But also, he said, you're living and dying with every shot, every turnover, every loss. Like, there's something to that where when they're at home, when they get down big, they can't come back.
That's what I talk about, bro.
Tight.
I've been in there for playoff games, the oohs and ahs, and that's a 2-run shot in Citi Field. 2-0 after the Miguel Vargas homer. White Sox lead the Mets top of the first. But that's when I talk about how when you're in the Garden, you can hear every ooh and ah. And
that's a credit to the Knicks fan, but it can also be a detriment where the guys on the court get so tight where they're hearing every reaction, and all of a sudden they get down a few points and they don't know how to battle back, whereas they go on the road. This is now the third 20-point comeback they've had on the road in the last, what, five games?
It's what they do. It's part of their DNA. They feed off of that more so than the excitement of their own crowd. They feed off of the boos and the chants, and even off of the exhilaration of the road fans, you know, going up 20, right? There's something in the competitive spirit to say, oh, game's not over yet. You guys are partying like this game is over. We're about to quiet you. I think I heard Josh Hart speaking to, like, there's nothing better than going in there and sending those fans home sad.
SGA said it last night about, I think it was SGA, someone on OKC said it last night. He said, the best feeling in the world, yeah, it's fun to win in front of your home fan. The best feeling is shutting up 1,000 road fans or 18,000 road fans.
Maybe it was Jalen Williams because he balled last night. Oh my Maybe God, it was him. Yeah. They took that game by a bucket. OKC, that's another angle to this. OKC is up 3-1.
And think about the conversation we'd be having right now if the Knicks were down 2-1 and somehow Minnesota was up in that series. Oh, the trade and all that stuff. Like, this is why I'm saying the storylines are so day-to-day and the things we talk about. And that was the point of that tweet. It's crazy. It's everyone has to calm down. It was one game, and it was really nice that the team kept you in it and that Cat had, you know, all those big buckets. But guess what? When the game was tied at the end and they needed their biggest bucket of the game, guess who Tibbs went to? He went back to Jalen, and Jalen got that tough floater, and that was the game.
Yeah, that's the game. All right, we'll break here. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to give you the young man's name who stabbed the folks. I'm going to try and find the name of the Knicks fans that got stabbed, but it should never get that serious. People take this stuff way too personal and to a level where, like, yeah, this guy's charged, and he's got his mugshot everywhere, but just be safe out there. Look out for one another. In New York tonight, I know there's a watch party at Madison Square Garden, and even in the bars around here in New York, like, it should not get to that level, but it is at a level of nervousness, a level of intensity, urgency. I think this is a must win for the Knicks. I mean, I thought the last game was a must win and they won it, but I think this one is more of a must win. You can't go down 3-1 and then have to win every game to make that up. You got to even the series up. And then you can erase game one and game two, and you're right back in it with home court advantage. 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.